WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. I love trying to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and also bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are when you can't get down here with this live show every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here at WDW Radio Live. Also, be sure and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and visit WDWRadio.com. There you're going to find our blog, new videos, the discussion forums, my live broadcasts, my Walt Disney World trivia books, my new audio tours, and 102 ways to save money at Walt Disney World book. Lots more going on there, including our newsletter and app. Again, you can find everything over at WDWRadio.com. I am very excited to get into tonight's news, but first, I want to ask you a question, right? Do you want to save money on your next Walt Disney World vacation? Well, how'd you like 102 ways? Because my new book, 102 Ways to Save Money for and at Walt Disney World, is now available as a downloadable PDF in print from Amazon.com, on Kindle, and also for the Nook. It includes not just 102 easy-to-follow tips, tools, and advice, but links to relevant websites, podcasts, trivia, some of my favorites in the parks and resorts, beautiful images, and so much more. Included in the book are strategies for saving money before you go, staying at Walt Disney World, tickets, dining, souvenirs, and more. Plus, I also include 40 free things to enjoy, do, eat, of course, and collect. You can learn more and download right now, at Disney102.com. All right, let us get right into the news for this week. Frozen came out this week on DVD and digital downloads. Hopefully you guys have already started to subscribe to and log on to the Disney Movies Anywhere app so you can sort of download the digital version and stream it anywhere. And there's more good news for Frozen fans because Anna and Elsa from the now Academy Award-winning film Frozen are moving. They're not moving out. They're moving on up. Not to the east side, but to the Magic Kingdom, because starting April 20th, they're going to join the characters for meet and greets over at Princess Fairytale Hall. They're going to appear together every day until the early evening, and then some other visiting princesses are going to be available for guests. Obviously, Cinderella and Rapunzel also going to continue making appearances at Princess Fairytale Hall. Don't forget, too, FastPass Plus is going to be available for this character greeting experience. And judging by the lines over at the Norway Pavilion at Epcot that reached consistently 4 to 5 hours, I kid you not, I wouldn't lie to you, FastPass Plus may be a good idea. Again, Anna and Elsa will continue to meet guests in Norway until April 19th. April 20th, they pack their bags, head on over to the Magic Kingdom. Okay. Bigger, sort of more overreaching news this week is that D23 announced just a few days ago that the D23 Expo, the ultimate Disney fan event, is going to be returning to Anaheim August 14th through the 16th, 2015. All the magic of the Disney parks and all the Disney brands of the past, present, and the future of Disney entertainment are going to come together once again under one roof at the Anaheim Convention Center. All of these wonderful worlds are going to come together to celebrate what's new and also what's on the horizon for the parks, TV, music, games, films, Pixar, Muppets, Star Wars, and Marvel. I think we're going to probably hear some big things coming out of those two properties there. Disney chairman and CEO Robert Iger told shareholders and D23 members at the company's annual meeting early this week that the Ultimate Fan event is created to honor and celebrate your love of all things Disney. And of course, he hopes to see you there. It's going to be the fourth event, promising to be the biggest one ever, following the success of the Expo in 2013, which drew more than 65,000 fans from around the world for 3 days. Remember, we saw celebrities like Angelina Jolie, Chris Evans, Billy Crystal, Natalie Portman, Tom Hiddleston, Idina Menzel was there, R5 with Ross Lynch. Of course, you can't forget about the concert from Alan Menken and Richard Sherman. How are they possibly going to top that? And we also got a look at the inner workings of Imagineering. We looked back at the history through panels and presentations and exhibits, lots from the Walt Disney Archives. Some things planned for 2015 include the Disney Legends Ceremony. Again, the Treasures of the Archives, they sort of give us a peek into that big storage warehouse and see some of the things from Disney history. The Collectors Forum, where Disney fans can buy, sell, and trade collectibles, memorabilia, and some merchandise. Will we be there again? Of course we will. We will be back again, I'm sure. The massive show floor, lots of stuff going on, and there's stars and characters and Imagineers. And again, there's also going to have the stage pass as well, too. Important to note, tickets are going to go on sale beginning August 14th, 2014. There's going to be special pricing for D23 members on 1- and 3-day tickets to the event. Gold and silver members entitled to early admission on the show floor. Charter members get access to an exclusive lounge and the opportunity to purchase the oh-so-coveted Sorcerer's Package, which gives you a lot of special benefits and amenities. As we get closer, we're, of course, going to talk more about the D23 Expo. It consistently continues to be one of my favorite events. I think nothing can compare to sort of that magic and electricity and the unknown of what that first expo was like, but it has continued to grow and I think improve over the years. And of course, we will be back again, I'm sure. WW Radio and Mouse Fan Travel will unite again like a black and white Oreo cookie and be back at the expo in 2015. But as long as we're talking about Bob Iger and some of the announcements he made at the shareholders meeting, there were a couple of other notable things that people really sort of latched onto. He disclosed that Pixar is working on not just a new Cars movie, but I think the one that people are really excited about, a new Incredibles film. I think a lot of us have been waiting, hoping to see another installment in the Incredibles franchise. And a fifth installment of Pirates of the Caribbean is in development, but not necessarily been greenlit. Sure, that's probably just a matter of time and getting Johnny Depp his money. Help the poor guy out. He's trying to make ends meet one film at a time. He also said that Frozen is very close, and maybe like by now it already has, to surpassing Toy Story 3 as the biggest animated film of all time. If you're a geek like me, the next couple of things are what made your ears perk up. He also said the next Star Wars movie is going to pick up 30 years after the events from Return of the Jedi from 1983. Now, theoretically, that conceivably would let people like Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher play older versions of themselves in the film, but Iger sort of really only hinted to that. He also said there's going to be more ahead for both Marvel and Star Wars. He said he expects to add more Star Wars to the theme parks, and he's going to try and find a way, we can only hope for here in Walt Disney World, to bring Marvel characters into the parks. So my question for you, to those of you who are watching live in the box, is of all the things that Bob Iger specifically discussed at the shareholders meeting, Star Wars, Cars, Incredibles, Pirates, Frozen, Marvel, what's the piece of news? What's that little hint that he dropped that gets you most excited? For me, I think it's the Star Wars and Marvel, really about the idea of expanding on that Marvel universe. I think we're really sort of only touching at the tip of the iceberg as to the integration of more Star Wars and more Marvel into the Disney theme parks, especially stateside, hopefully here in Walt Disney World. What bit of news gets you guys excited? I'm going to look in the chat room here. People are saying it's Star Wars. A couple people, well, Captain Jack Sparrow is his username. Of course he says it's Pirates. A lot of people talking about Star Wars. Crisby is, I can hear you singing the Bill Murray Star Wars theme. A lot of people talking Pirates, too. Shanghai Pirates. So the Pirates phenomenon is still very hot, right? The people are still very, very excited about Pirates. Tink Crazy says, my kids are excited about Marvel and Star Wars. Star Wars, Pirates, Marvel. Incredibles 2, Marvel. So it looks like I'm not the only geek in the room. See, we're among friends. A lot of people excited about Star Wars and Marvel. And I think, like I said, I think there's probably the thing that excites me about this company is not what they announce. It's the things that we don't know that are going on. Remember, back in last year's D23 Expo in Anaheim, there was an exhibit in the Imagineering booth that really hinted to a lot of what may be going on Star Wars related. So I have a feeling we're going to see something Star Wars theme park wise coming to Disney World and or land, hopefully very, very soon. And obviously they know a lot more than they're telling. And that, as a Disney fan and a Star Wars fan and a Marvel fan, gets me very, very excited. But what gets you, what really sort of gets your blood pumping and gets you thinking about the future Leave your answer in the comment section below. You can tweet me. I'm at Lou Mangiello on Twitter, or come by the fan page over at www.radio.com. At facebook.com/WDW Radio. I'm thinking ahead of myself because I also want you to go and check out the all-new WDWRadio.com. We announced it last week live on the show. The site has been completely updated, revamped. It's cleaner, easier to find things, easier to navigate. A lot of new features in there as well, too. So be sure and check out the site, not just on your desktop, but on your mobile devices as well. It is completely responsive for a much better mobile experience on your phone, your iPad, your tablet, whatever it may be. A couple of things to remember, too. Don't forget again that the 102 Ways to Save Money Walt Disney World book is now available, not just as a downloadable PDF, but in print from Amazon.com and directly on Kindle and the Nook. If you have the book and like the book, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you purchasing it. If you like it, please go to Amazon.com, leave a review there as well. Also, like I said on last week's show, I am in the process of purging and hopefully sharing a lot of my Disney collection and my Star Wars and Marvel collection too on eBay. And the next round of auctions is up now. They start and end every Sunday night. Got a lot of different merchandise in there, no matter what it is that you're interested in, whether it is artwork, Club 33 merchandise, Vinylmation, pin sets. There's a whole lot more going on there as well, too. You can visit wdwradio.com/eBay to get a look at the auctions. Again, they start and end every Sunday night. Also, what else am I forgetting? Oh, be sure and come to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and look for the blog tomorrow. Disney Parks is running this really cool March Magic Madness thing. We have a new blog post where we want you to weigh in with your thoughts as well, too. Don't forget, too, I have a new video up, the Piggylicious Cupcake over at the Flower and Garden Festival, and tomorrow I'll be uploading a brand new top five also from the Flower and Garden Festival. Please, it's also going to be available first to our YouTube subscribers and iTunes subscribers, so subscribe to one or both to get the video first. That is going to do it for this week's show. Hopefully, I'll see some of you this weekend at our WW Radio Breakfast and Muppet Movie Meet of the Month in Downtown Disney. Next 2 weeks from now, we'll be up in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, for our next On the Road event. Tickets are almost sold out. I think we maybe have two or three tickets left at this point. Have other events coming up in Walt Disney World, our cruise on the Disney Dream and e-ticket event this summer. And if you're coming to any of our events, or whether you're coming to Disney World or Land, be sure and go and visit our friends over at mousefantravel.com. They will give you a free, no obligation quote. They are always a great partner and great friends, and they will not just give you the best possible prices and all available discounts, but an incredible level of personal service, which is why I love them and why I use them and why I recommend them to you. So that is going to do it for this week's show. Please don't forget to tune in every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here at WDWRadioLive.com. I am Lou Mangiello. Thanks so very much for watching. So until next time, see ya.